Hello, friends. Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast with Brother Scott. We're thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello, folks. Welcome. Great to have you with us. Hope that things are going well for you. I hope that you're excited about the day that the Lord has made and you're able to rejoice and be glad in it. Today is Friday. Congratulations on making it through a busy week. I know on our end, lots of things going on. We've got basketball tonight, our very first home game. So those on the JV and the varsity team are extra excited about that this evening. I encourage you, if you're part of our church, to come out and cheer on the basketball team. We'll have the concession stand open. Of course, that means hot pretzels and burgers and all kinds of great stuff for a good value. So come out and enjoy the evening. Hey, let's go ahead and get right to our memory verse. We are working on Romans chapter 6, verse 13a. And the Bible says this, "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God." Romans 6, 13a. One more time. Romans 6, 13a. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God. All right. Now, the moment that we have been waiting for, we have moved on from the book of Genesis, the first book of beginnings that we have been looking at, and now we move to the second book of beginnings, which begins the New Testament. And of course, it's the Gospel of Matthew. And I'm super excited to be able to study this book with you. What we're going to do today is give a little bit of an overview of the book of Matthew so that as you spend time in it, you study it, and you meditate upon it, maybe some of these thoughts will bring some clarity to the book as you read through it. You know, this is not just a record of things that happened and took place in the life of Jesus Christ in his time that he was here, but this is also spiritual truth that the Lord wants to use to impact my heart and yours. Let's go ahead and look today as we get started at Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1. I'm going to read that verse to you. The book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham, Matthew 1 and verse 1. As we continue to focus on our theme of beginnings, we come now to the Gospel of Matthew. And you will greatly enjoy our study in this book because when we talk about a gospel, we're literally talking about great news. And really, it's not just any news, it's the good news of Jesus Christ. And it's one of the gospel books here which reveals to us the story of redemption. Now, as we move throughout each chapter of the book of Matthew, I want us to notice some helpful things to remember. Number one, Matthew was written by Matthew. Yep, that I know, it's deep. It's something that, wow, you just left you with your jaw hanging open. You say, Brother Scott, how did you reach the depths of this knowledge? You know, no, okay, all right, all things aside, all right. This is true though. Matthew, the book of Matthew, bears the title of its author, right? And one of the disciples here, who was often referred to as Levi. In fact, if you're reading Luke's account and Mark's account, you'll find that Matthew's name takes on a little bit of a nickname, and they call him Levi. However, we know him as Matthew, and he was a tax collector, and he gave up everything to go and follow Christ. And this is really neat. In fact, what you'll notice is that when he does this, shortly thereafter, there's a meal, and there's other tax collectors that come and spend time at that meal with Jesus. And you know, Jesus doesn't think anything about this, and I don't think Matthew did either, because Matthew is there, and they're going to eat and sit with Christ, and they're going to learn of him. But tax collectors did not have the greatest testimony in that day and time. In fact, they were known to be shysters and known to be deceitful and dishonest in the way that they collected money from people. And so this was Matthew's life. This is what he knew. These are the people that he fellowshipped with. And so when he went to spending time with Jesus and Jesus spending time with him, it turned a lot of heads. Why is Jesus spending time with somebody like this? But we understand that that Jesus was calling people. And Matthew was one of those who willingly chose to follow Christ. So this book written by him, he was a tax collector, and as we read this book, you will see the personality of Matthew come out in it. And the Lord used that. That was something that God used men to write this book. Matthew had a personality, he had a background, he had a skill set, and those are part of what went into writing this book. So as we read it, notice that you're getting Matthew's perspective, but it's also something the Holy Spirit moved him to say and write. Number two, Matthew is a very Jewish book of the Bible, and that'll be clear. In fact, if you notice the very first verse that we read, it's talking about the lineage of Christ or the generations that date back to David, right? And so forth and so on. So it's very clear that this is a very, very Jewish book. And he points back to the Old Testament more so than any other gospel writer. And so what's he doing? Well, Matthew wants the Jews and the Jewish community to see Jesus as King of the Jews. And that theme is really woven throughout. Okay, so Book of Matthew, this was written from that perspective. Jews could pick up the Book of Matthew. They could trace some of these themes back to the Old Testament and see how Jesus was and is the Messiah. And so, very Jewish book. What else? Matthew also states the important fact that Jesus, get this, came to set up his kingdom. And that's true. But as we know, and as you read this book and you will find out, you'll see that the kingdom used repeatedly in the language that Matthew uses here, and yet that kingdom was rejected by the Jews, right? And so that didn't happen. Jesus came to set up his kingdom. The Jews rejected him, and so that didn't happen. Of course, we know the rest is history. Let me give you the fourth thing. Matthew is a book of revival, and that's one thing that you'll really notice as you read this book. Think about where we're coming from, right? It's the beginning of the New Testament. This also finds us in that period at the end of the Old Testament, and what's happening in those years? Well, there was 400 years when God's people lived in silence without a record of his voice. We call these the 400 years of silence. And what happens is the Gospel of Matthew ushers in something that's new, and that's the coming of Jesus Christ. It trumpets the coming of the Messiah and really the glorious news of salvation that came with him. So these are four things that as you read this book, maybe you didn't know beforehand, but as we read it, you'll see these themes come up and consider them. Consider these things. Consider how they go together with all of the messages that Jesus would preach, all the way that he dealt with people, and all of the principles that he wants you and I to walk away with as we read it, okay? This book is alive. It is a book of events that took place, but it is also a spiritual record of how the Lord wants to work in our hearts, and I hope we'll all open ourselves to that as we get into the book of Matthew. Before we go, we are going to look at our teenager of the day. It is Abby. We're taking some time and praying for her, and I know she'd appreciate it, so maybe get a chance to reach out, ask her for some prayer requests, and then faithfully pray for her today. We will talk to you later and look forward to spending time with you on Monday. We have our weekend of discovery, which means you are reading Matthew chapter 2 and 3 over the weekend, and then we're back together for another Bible study centered around Matthew chapter 3. Take care.
If you enjoy the episode, feel free to hit the subscribe button or even share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.